The ordinance establishes regulations for the placement, construction, and modification of wireless communication facilities. It focuses largely on making cell towers visually unobtrusive by concealing its features and having them blend into their surroundings. A lighted tower, or one that requires lighting by the Federal Aviation Administration, must get a more involved special use permit from the city. The light must be low intensity and oriented, shielded, or designed so it doesn't project onto surrounding property. The ordinance lets existing towers stay put, but any changes to them must comply with the new rules. North Douglas residents again turned out to air grievances about the cell tower on Spoon Island, which rises above the tree line and pulses red at night. Assemblyman Jerry Nankervis objected to the ordinance, saying it was too restrictive. He said complaints from North Douglas residents are the cause for all the hoop jumping.
I disagree with having to camouflage all the accoutrements, my word, that are around the base of a cell phone tower. Do we require anybody else to camouflage their building? I could paint my house coral with black stripes right now. I'm sure my neighbors wouldn't like that at all, not to mention my wife. However, we don't have anything saying I can't do that.
Assemblyman Jesse Keel said the tight restrictions will only apply to a few towers.
With this ordinance, the ones that really have the least impact on the way we live in Juneau are going to be pretty straightforward and pretty friendly to the folks who are in the business of providing more cell service. And it's only a few that I think would have to go through the more difficult process because of their potential for a greater impact on our community.
Assemblywoman Karen Crane said the ordinance will hopefully prevent another Spoon Island. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.